Constraints on the Galactic Center Environment from Gaia Hypervelocity Stars 2, The Evolved Population, by Fraser A. Evans et al. A dynamical encounter between a stellar binary and SGRA asterisk in the galactic center, GC, can tidally separate the binary and eject one member with a velocity beyond the escape speed of the Milky Way. These hypervelocity stars, HVSs, can offer insight into the stellar population in the inner parsecs of the Milky Way. In a previous work, our simulations showed that the lack of main sequence HVS candidates in current data releases from the Gaia space mission with precise astrometry and measured radial velocities places a robust upper limit on the ejection rate of HVSs from the GC of 3×10⁻²⁻¹. We improve this constraint in this work by additionally considering the absence of post-main sequence HVSs in Gaia early data release 3 as well the existence of the HVS candidate S5-HVS1. This evidence offers degenerate joint constraints on the HVS ejection rate and the stellar initial mass function, IMF, in the GC. For a top-heavy GC IMF as suggested by recent works, our modeling motivates an HVS ejection rate of eta equals 0.7×0.5⁻⁕ × 10⁻⁴ year 1. This preferred ejection rate can be as large as 10⁻²⁰ year 1 for a very top light IMF and as low as 10⁻⁴.5 year 1 if the IMF is extremely top-heavy. Constraints will improve further with future Gaia data releases, regardless of how many HVS candidates are found there within. This was Constraints on the Galactic Center Environment from Gaia Hypervelocity Stars 2, The Evolved Population, by Fraser A. Evans et al.